Live from the studios of News Talk 1480 WHBC, it's Kenny and JT.
Kenny, you know how normally we'll have a guest on the show and we'll say, this next person really doesn't really need an introduction. He kind of does, but he really doesn't, because Gianni Russo joining us right now from New York City. He was Carlo Rizzi in The Godfather. Mr. Russo, how are you today, sir?
I'm great, my man. How's everything, all right?
We're doing fantastic, man. We can't wait to get you back in Northeast Ohio. But we were looking on the internet last week, and we saw, and it's unbelievable, The Godfather hit theaters 51 years ago last week. And as we mentioned, that's pretty much your first acting gig out of the gate, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but look what it's done for me. It's funny, I was listening to you prior to coming on. I thought you were suggesting I move into St. Joseph's.
No.
That's great. But yeah, I mean, 51 years and your debut is in The Godfather. And like you said, it's launched this career and you're still going strong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 80 years old. I'm on an 18-city tour with my last book, Hollywood Godfather. I made it a one-man show. And I'm happy to say Bally's Casino plus Caesar's Palace booked it already. I can't believe what I'm doing. It's insane. And my new book is doing well. You know, The Sixth Family. And I can't even spell my name. I got two best-selling books.
Well, the Sixth Family would be the Shaheen family right here in Northeast Ohio. Mr. Russo, when you think about this movie, is it a surprise to you that it's as popular today, maybe, as it was 50 years ago?
You know, it's so crazy because, you know, I'm so blessed, and I thank God, and I thank all the fans out there. But talking about longevity, crossing over four generations, and I'm fortunate enough I made four generations. I got kids everywhere. But the thing is, this movie's not dying. It's not going away. Thank God.
Why do you think that is the case? Why has it stood the test of time, 51 years and going strong?
Well, you know, the storyline itself, if you take out the violence, the message that if we all reflect right now in the society we live in, there's no more respect. There's no more handshaking. Your word is your bond. Everybody's so screwed up right now. I think they should all watch this as a religion just to get back to some kind of normalcy. We live in a crazy environment, and it's not just here. It's all over the world.
Johnny, could a movie like that be made today?
Oh, I'm hoping so, because my book is being optioned by, you know, two major producers right now, and they want to call it The Fourth Godfather. When I originally wrote the book, The Hollywood Godfather, everybody said this should be The Fourth Godfather. Well, unbeknownst to me, it's still a bestseller. If you go on Amazon right now, 4 years later, it's a bestseller. So, you know, it's and we all know the name Mel Gibson. He's so enamored with this book, he came to see my show. So he's got a great idea, which I think with Robert Downey Jr. playing me, and he wants me to play Robert Downey Jr.'s father in the movie, which I think is a brilliant idea, and it's great for my ego.
No, wait, because his father was a movie producer, a director, wasn't he, Robert Downey Jr.'s dad?
Yeah, his father. I mean, I got to know Robert Downey Jr. You know, I helped rehab him, as Mel Gibson did. I produced a movie called Chances Are with Sybil Shepherd and Ryan O'Neal. And this was the first movie that he came out of rehab. He was uninsurable. And I said, put him in the movie. I'll cover it. And he never forgot that. That's one thing about this kid. And so did, I never knew this, that, you know, Mel Gibson did the same thing for him.
Wow. Many roles that you've portrayed. Out of all the many roles that you've portrayed over the years, The Godfather, back 51 years ago, Gianni Russo ends up being Carlo Rizzi. And you go back about 3 years ago, Kenny, you'll recall we had Steve Sciarrippa on our show. He played Bobby on The Sopranos. And long story short, Not only did he perform in The Sopranos, but he worked for Gianni Russo when Gianni Russo had a club in Vegas. What a small world.
Is that wild? Well, he was there that night when I had an incident with Pablo Escobar's guy.
Unbelievable.
And I had to go to this woman's rescue, and I killed him, which created a whole can of worms for me. I wound up going to Bogota, and obviously I'm still here talking about it, so I got out of there, fortunately. But imagine this. Bacala became my bouncer at State Street.
Unbelievable. It's all in the book, Kenny. It's all in the book.
JT, and he's right. I'm looking at Amazon right now. 4.6 stars out of 5. Hollywood Godfather, My Life in the Movies, and The Mob. And that's with nearly 3,000 book reviews. You can get it right now. $27.73. It's on sale. $5 markdown right now. You can get it on Kindle. You can check out that book from Gianni Russo. And he's with us here on the Kenny and JT Show. I got a question for you, Gianni, because when it came out, I watched the entire series. I believe it was on Paramount Plus, and it was called The Offer, Albert Ruddy's remembrances of the making of The Godfather. And I know some people liked it, some people didn't like it. Some people thought it was accurate, some people said it was not, you know, accurate, it was inaccurate. Your thoughts on that, and either way, did it help maybe give a boost to The Godfather for people to remember it?
Well, you know, the thing is this. I had a problem with it at first. It's been resolved with Paramount, I have to say. And thank you for that, Paramount, CBS, and Viacom. But, you know, it's like anything else. As long as they spell your name right, if it's good or bad, it's publicity, man. You know?
Perfect.
I own Corleone Fine Italian throughout the world. I own everything digestible throughout the world. I just made a deal in Beijing because of that TV series on
really?
All my products. So how am I going to get mad? I keep going to the bank every day because of this movie.
That's amazing.
What did you think to trademark that name?
Because I consider myself a good businessman.
I'd say.
And I got in the film business just because of my ego. I wanted to be in the movie. Then I saw how much money it made, so I made 16 more films, fortunately. But that I knew the name, and I went to Panama. Nobody
unbelievable
the name.
How could it be that no one would trademark that name for almost 50 years?
Well, I had it long before 50 years. I had it in 2007. I got it.
Okay.
I put up $2 million cash. Right. It was funny meeting. Here, have a minute. I can tell you the story. It was a funny meeting.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because I knew nothing about the food business, and I said, I want everything digestible. And they're looking at me, and they said, well, what do you know about food? I said, I eat a lot of it, but here's what I'm doing. I said, I'm going to give you a check, non-refundable, for $2 million for 2 years. And if I don't do well, keep the $2 million, and what'd you lose? They said, you have a check with him. My lawyer pulled out a check. He said, his cashier's check to you.
Okay, wait a minute. There's got to be another movie. There's got to be another name in that movie that maybe Kenny and I could use. Maybe we go product something. What do you think? And there's somebody? was there somebody? Or is since you did that, did everybody else take all the other names from the movie and trademark those?
No, I got them all.
All of them. Can I have one?
A deal with the Brando Estate. I own his voice.
You own Marlon Brando's voice?
I own Marlon Brando's voice and image throughout the world. But don't get me wrong. I created a company called MJ Licensing Company. We brand a lot of things now. Why not?
Man, you're talking about Marlon Brando and like the movie Guys and Dolls with Frank Sinatra, who happens to be the godfather of one of your children.
That's right, man. Luciano's godfather.
How about
Frank
that?
Sinatra.
See, I read the book, Kenny.
I know. Gianni Russo, our guest. He played Carlo Rizzi in The Godfather all the way back in 1972. It's celebrating 51 years and still going strong. We mentioned his book, Hollywood Godfather, My Life in Movies and the Mob, The Sixth Family, his second book. He sells pasta sauce, Sicilian olive oil, balsamic vinegar, wine. What's your favorite product that you sell out there, Gianni?
Well, I like my vodka, but I had to stop getting it. I was going to die of cirrhosis of the liver. My vodka... As by the Robb Report last March, was picked the best vodka in the world.
In the world?
The Robb Report. Yep.
Wow.
I'm so lucky.
Kenny, I got to tell you, too, there isn't a man in the world that wears a white button-down dress shirt better than Gianni Russo. Mr. Russo, I got to tell you this story, too. I was speaking to my Uncle Robert in Naples, Florida. Hi, Uncle Robert, we love you. He said he's the only man in America who has yet to see the movie The Godfather. Your message to someone like that?
Well, I think he's missing out on a tremendous story. And he's not the only man. It's amazing. When you travel the world, how many people have not seen this movie yet?
Unreal.
It's insane. I mean, so he's not the first person. But anybody that hasn't seen it, it's a lesson in life. You should sit down with your children and your grandchildren. If they're of age, we make it an event. It's Thanksgiving right. or Christmas. It's a great time to do it.
It's outstanding.
You know, it's an important film.
I tell Kenny this all the time. One of my favorite movies ever, and you're in it, is Seabiscuit. Will you please tell him that he's got to watch the movie Seabiscuit?
Now, that's another good movie. I thought we'd win more Oscars. I thought, you know, I mean, Jeff Bridges was brilliant.
Outstanding.
You know, everybody was. Seabiscuit. That's another true story, though. It's about a racehorse, you know. How about Any Given Sunday? That's one of my movies. 38 movie stars.
Unreal.
I brought Brando back. Everybody's back. Cameron Diaz, James Woods. No, I got lucky. I mean, you know, so far they've collected 9 Oscars, those films.
Wow. We always talk about, you know, teammates, right? Having good teammates helps you win. Well, obviously, you're a good teammate, but also you surrounded yourself with good teammates and thus turned it into an amazing career. And we're thrilled to have you on every time you join us here on the Kenny and JT Show. Gianni Russo joining us. And what's the next step for you? Is it the movie? Is that what you're waiting on?
Not really. You know, I'm happy. I like doing live shows. I love the challenge, coming out on stage, meeting people. And I'm on stage for 80 minutes straight. I do 8 songs, and it's all about my book. I chronologically take you through my life, and I bought all the footage. And all I keep hearing from the audiences are oohs and ahs. And I really don't have what's my next step. I don't know. I just made a big deal in Beijing for $1 billion. So did I know that was going to happen last month? No. I'm open to any suggestions, anything you want to do. If it's fun, I want to do. If I can make money, it's even better.
I have a suggestion. How do we get you back into Northeast Ohio? What do we got to do?
I don't know. Book me to one of the studios. I mean, one of the old theaters. I'm doing a lot of old theaters. I'm doing the Strand in Boston. I just came out of you got to look it up, Clarksburg, West Virginia. The theater was 100 years old. I was there last weekend. They restored it. And I'm doing my one-man show in those places. And it's
JT,
fun.
You know people. You got a guy. I'm counting on you to make this happen with Gianni.
We have a theater downtown Canton right here, the Palace Theater. Maybe we can give Miss Paxis a call over there.
Absolutely.
No, please.
You kidding
Let's
me?
Do it.
Yeah, to get Gianni in town and have a great time.
In Cleveland, you know that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we know from the last time when you made the visit and everything like that. So, all right, Gianni, so Robert Downey Jr., potentially to play you in the movie about your life. You're going to play his dad. Who else would you like to see in that movie from today's actors and actresses?
I really don't know. And, you know, I don't want to mislead the audience. This is all pre-production conversation we're having.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I know Felice Theron a while ago said she wants to play Marilyn. I got a lot of friends that just want to do it. Mm. You know, that's the good news about it.
What are your thoughts on more sequels and reboots to The Godfather? It seems like every day there's a TV show that's getting a reboot. A movie with another sequel or a remake again. Could you ever see something like that happening again 50-some years later with The Godfather?
Well, you know, and I'm not saying it out of ego. I'm saying it as this last book, as you just mentioned, The Hollywood Godfather. That I sold 85,000 copies. I didn't know that was big. That's huge in the publishing business. But I think those people, they love the story, so here we go again. And that's a great life story. Not because of my life, but, you know, most people don't know. The first 5 years, not the first 5, but when I was 5 to 12, 1949, August 7th, I was quarantined in Bellevue, a state hospital in New York. I was there for 5 years with polio. They had no vaccine. So what we all just went through COVID, I did that long ago. I mean, I'm 80, like I'm saying. So we're talking about 74 years ago. I went through this and survived. That's what encouraged me to write this book. Don't be so depressed with everything. You'll overcome it. And we have. And look at now, we're COVID. COVID's behind us. I think we're going to find out it's a big political football. And we all got scammed by the government.
Well, I just, as you tell us stuff, I look stuff up. That's I'm a fact finder, right? And not that I doubt you, but I want to give you kudos. JT said he sold 85,000 books. Here's what I Googled. I Googled how many books sold is a good number of books sold for a publisher. 10,000 copies over a lifetime is a good number to sell. Over a lifetime. This guy sold 85,000 in what, how many years? 4 years? That book's been out? What's it been out, Johnny?
4 years in 5 countries.
See that? 85,000. That's 8 times the amount that means it's a good selling book.
Five
so it's
countries
obviously
representing the 5 families. Now we're calling it 6. Let's go. Come on.
But the interesting thing is if you see the cover of the 6th family, it says volume 1. I made a deal for a 4-book deal. They came to me and they said, we'll make you an offer that you can't refuse. They gave me a 4-book offer. But there's 3 more of these books coming out. We already sketched them out. My co-author, Pat Piccarelli, I mean, that's a funny story. He was on the job in New York in organized crime. And I said, how do you know so much about me? He said, well, I was trying to arrest you for 10 years in New York.
Is there a day that goes by that somebody doesn't bring up a line? You just mentioned one. You made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Is there a day that goes by in your life that somebody doesn't say something to you about The Godfather?
Well, you know, I live in New York. I walk 2 to 3 miles every day. I must hear from truck drivers, cab drivers, people on the street, hello, Carlo. I can say it.
That's awesome. Man. That's great stuff. Well, we love having you on the show, so you've got an open invite, and JT's going to try and talk to his people because we want to get you back in Ohio and close to town in the Hall of Fame city of Canton, Ohio. So, Gianni Russo, thank you always for making time for us, and hopefully we can do this again real soon, if not in person.
Please, I want to do it. I want to come in and do my one-man show.
How about that, JT?
Awesome.
I pass the baton from Gianni to you to make it happen, my friend.
We're working on it, man.
All right, please. Thank you, guys. Always. I love being on. I love everybody up there. God bless you all. And I'll be there soon, I hope.
You're the greatest, man.
Let's hope so.
Say hello to Brian and everyone in New York for us, will you?
Oh, you know that. I love Lillian especially.
Absolutely.
I'm her new brother.
That's great. Gianni, thanks so much. Be well.
Thank you, pal. Bye.
Clean it up! Yeah, yeah! Come on now! Kill me! Be a murderer like your